Growing up in Oklahoma, you learn early on that a storm can come seemingly out of nowhere, and those storms can come fast. Thanks for joining us as we look at road rules. Today, we're going to look at a proverb that takes us right to the road. That's what happened to me one night driving home from Kansas on I-35. A storm came out of nowhere. The weather was fine until it wasn't. The dark clouds opened up and released their fury. Sheets of rain made visibility impossible. Wind whipped my car around. And hail the size of golf balls, I'm not exaggerating, pelted my windshield. Going through life, you learn that storms can come seemingly from nowhere, and they can come fast. I spoke with a young husband this week whose storm came through a phone call when the doctor announced that his wife's tumor was malignant. I spoke with a young wife a couple weeks ago whose husband announced he was leaving. I read an email yesterday from a woman whose storms had her questioning her faith and feeling like God had abandoned her. Today's proverb speaks to the storms that are going to come seemingly out of nowhere, but when they do, here's our confidence. Proverbs 3:25-26. Do not be afraid when sudden terror or of the run of the wicked. When it comes, the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Don't be afraid of sudden terror. Don't be afraid of the ruin of the wicked. The Lord is your confidence, and He's going to keep your foot from being caught. Years ago, I had a Dallas Seminary professor, come and speak at our church. And he described life this way. He said, you're either heading into a storm, you're in the middle of the storm, or you're just leaving the storm. He used that as a sermon opener. And when I first heard it, I thought, man, that's a bit pessimistic. But he's right. The longer we live, the more we believe that statement is true, right? The sermon he preached that day to our church when we were meeting in an old high school auditorium was not about storms. It was about the one who gives confidence in the storm. We don't have to live in fear. Even when the storm comes, the Lord is our confidence. He is all we need. He's all we ever will need. So if you're in a storm today, let's pray this prayer together. I'll go through it slow. Just follow along with me. Make the words your own. If you know a person going through a storm, you can send this prayer to them. And you pray it with them. Father, I admit I am scared. I feel alone, forgotten, abandoned. Father, I admit I'm angry, questioning, confused. I want my old life back. I want my health back. I want my wife back. My husband back. I want my relationship restored. I don't want to be rocked by the storm. But I can't fix things. And I can't even fix my feelings toward you. I feel like you abandoned me. So I lay myself before you, helpless and hurting. Please give me the confidence you promise in this proverb. Lord, you said that you would be my confidence and you would keep my foot from being caught. So I'm going to trust your promise. Please deliver peace and calm to my soul. In Jesus' name. And you don't have to say amen. Just keep pouring your heart out to the one, the only one, who can give you confidence and bring you through your storm.